With nearly 1.2 million children, the New York City public school system is the largest in the nation. Until recently, the Big Apple also had one of the worst per capita high school dropout rates in the country, especially in the city's low-income neighborhoods. However, the forced closures of many underperforming schools and the creation of smaller specialized schools, combined with strict accountability standards, have resulted in some improvements. The day is early, but the energy is high in the immense Depression-era building that once housed the Evander Child High School in the Bronx. But this month, the last Evander seniors will graduate, and the school will pass into history. "That's a good thing," says Stephen Chernigoff, principal of the High School for Writing and Communication Arts. It's one of six specialized schools of about 400 students each that have now taken their place in the building.
Evander Childs High School was one of the worst schools in the city. It was really just a disaster for a long time. It was violent, it was out of control, it was way overcrowded, and it's really the overcrowding that caused a lot of problems.
The average class size in the old Evander High School approached 40 students. There are only 25 in a typical class in the new schools replacing it. Each of these smaller schools has a different focus. In addition to writing and communications arts, there are schools for aerospace science, health careers, contemporary arts, a so-called lab school, and an academy devoted to computers and technology. Its principal, Bruce Abramowitz, says all these schools share a dedication to personalized education.
Well, Evander, you know, was built on an old factory model, like all the old high schools were, where they had 4,000 kids in one building and kids fell through the cracks. And these small schools that we've generated in this building are designed on understanding the student better, knowing the student and knowing everything that the student comes to the table with, including family problems that they may have and life at home, and closing those gaps that kids fall through and disappear.
You think that's actually happening?
I do.
The statistics bear him out. 6 years ago, only 3 out of 10 Evander students graduated. Today, the graduation rate at Abramowitz's school and the other 5 academies is between 70% and 80%. Communication arts principal Stephen Chernigoff says that to get those results, it was not enough to simply divide the old mega school by 6. Rather, they had to create entirely new schools, each with its own mission and staff.
Because you want to change the culture. So you start a new school from scratch just with a group of ninth graders, and all of the adults know all of the kids by name, all of their parents, all of the families, close contact, strong academic and social and emotional support, behavioral outreach, and many, many different things that we do in small schools so that the kids know there's an adult who knows my name, there's a support structure that is there for me and will not let me fail and will keep supporting me for 4 years.
It's a formula that seems to satisfy 17-year-old Marquise, who is dissatisfied and failing in the old Evander.
Before I started here, like, I was a very bad student. I didn't do work. I didn't even go to school.
What was the turnaround? Why did you change?
Because the teachers, like, I could connect with them, and the work was easy, and it was fun.
So you were a writer?
Yes, I think I am. Poetry.
So is 14-year-old Mindy, who chose to express herself to me simply by reading a poem she recently wrote at home late at night.
"Ode to Midnight, so dark and so silent. Those beautiful white eyes, millions in the count. They open at the close of day, and they close at the opening. Ode to you, when the midnight moon is the heart of the sky."
Literacy and effective communication skills are crucial elements of a good education, but students must also prepare for life after they finish school. That's why each of these academies offers internships in real-life work settings in Manhattan, a short subway ride away. All students must also pass statewide academic examinations in order to graduate. Principal Chernigoff is confident that his students are being effectively educated in these schools.
Kids deserve to have great schools and a great education that will prepare them for success in the future, to be committed and concerned citizens of New York City and of our country. And they have not had that for a very long time.
Graduation exercises at the Bronx High School for Writing and Communication Arts and the other 5 high schools that have replaced the old Evander Childs High School are taking place this week. This is Adam Phillips reporting from New York.